religious group evolves into New Claremont Church by Andrew Alonzo. On Sunday, January 2nd, about 125 parishioners gathered inside Western Christian School's gymnasium to attend the first service of Claremont's new Christian church, Ignite City Church. The service was not only the first service of the year for ICC, but also the first official worship after cutting ties with its parent church, Purpose Church Pomona. Speaking with Callie Deischmidt, lead ministry associate for Ignite City Church, she said,
"Yeah, 5 years ago, we were a part of Purpose Church Pomona. We were asked to be a Claremont campus so we could reach that 210 corridor, kind of that from Glendora all the way to Fontana, since they were located pretty south. And so we looked for a space, and Western Christian came available, which is perfect because they don't meet on the weekends. So we've been able to be on their campus on Sunday mornings."
Since 2017, parishioners have gathered regularly on Sunday for services at the makeshift gym church under the guise of a Northern Purpose Church Pomona group. Though thoughts of splitting off from Purpose Church Pomona crossed the minds of parishioners, including Deischmidt, it was not until 2020 when the Purpose Church Pomona group decided to act on those thoughts and push to become independent. Throughout 2020 and 2021, the group severed their affiliation with Purpose Church Pomona, rebranded itself as Ignite City Church, and even became its own nonprofit organization. Despite what sounds like the story of a good relationship gone sour, the now two separate churches are said to be maintaining good ties with one another, according to Deischmidt. As Deischmidt explained, Ignite City Church got its ducks in a row before making the big change.
COVID has given us some different things, you know, made everyone kind of look at life differently. But it's not just through COVID. I think we really felt God prompting us to actually just move forward and become our own church. Just really felt like this was the right time. As we kind of celebrate our fifth birthday being on that campus, it's just kind of appropriate that we start fresh.
Following Sunday's scripture reading from Pastor Brian Holland, as well as six songs praising Jesus Christ, which were sung by the worship team, balloons rained down from the gym's ceiling to celebrate the church's inaugural worship service. Speaking with Pastor Brian Holland, he said,
"This is our first one as our new church, and I was so thrilled. I mean, I was absolutely thrilled to see as many people that were there. And I would say most of them are regular people, but we saw a good chunk of new people show up. And so I think that's the part that I really liked seeing. Ultimately, what we want to see happen is Jesus to impact people's lives, which would impact their homes and then the cities that they live in. I really believe the hope of the world is Jesus, that there's no way around it. It's just Jesus. And so we want to make sure that we're bringing that hope. But we're also, I want to meet tangible needs for those that are for those that need help, but ultimately always connecting it to the gospel, that they would have relationship with God through Jesus because of the salvation that he's given to us."
The church offers 10 a.m. Sunday worships for all ages, and the service is streamed also on their website. Ignite City Church also has a home church program in place involving small groups that meet in person at homes throughout the area during the week. Deischmidt explained the groups a little bit further.
Kind of a smaller group where they would meet together and have a meal, pray together, read the scriptures, and just kind of be a community, a smaller community within ours.
Ignite City Church also offers a children's ministry during Sunday morning worship for newborns and students up to the fifth grade. In addition, the church has a student ministry program, which meets on Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Parents and guardians can get more information or sign up their children for the church's children or student ministries online. Please note that the student's program is meant for children between the 6th and 12th grade. Ignite City Church is an official 501c3 nonprofit and survives on the community's generosity. Residents can give to the church online at ignitecity.churchcenter.com/giving. There, they can also set up reoccurring or one-time donations. For more information, visit the church's website at ignitecity.church. Email info@ignitecity.church or call them at 909-279-1972. New parishioners can submit their information to the church by completing a form at ignitecity.churchcenter.com. Despite its new name, the church will continue to hold services at Western Christian Schools, located at 3105 Padua Avenue. Speaking with Deischmidt, she said,
"That we just want people to know that we are available in their community and would love for them to come if they're looking for a church or community to be a part of. Our mission statement is to love God, love people, and make disciples who make disciple makers. And that's really our mission, and that's what we want to let our community to know. Like, you know, we love God, we love people, and we want them to be followers of Jesus as well."
For the Claremont Courier, I'm Andrew Alonzo.